Hey, Coach, what were you telling the girls when they were down 12 for the few minutes ago to try to get them back into this game?
I'm pretty sure, I haven't seen a play-by-play yet, but when we went down 12, I'm pretty sure I took a timeout and went crazy on Becky and just told her that she couldn't keep playing the way she was and that we were going to have to pick it up and our defense had to start things off. We had to start getting stops. I really felt like all week we have been playing well. We played well last week, just like the girls said, and I feel like we deserve to win. We deserve to pull off the upset. And you know what? Michigan Tech has been undefeated in the conference, and they've only lost one game, not two, all year. And they're a great team. And I just felt that way. Like, we deserve to have some kind of a, you know, let's get over the hump type game. And I'm really proud of them for putting forth the effort and getting it done.
Was it sweet for you to have Dernovacek, who's beating you guys off the dribble for much of the game, to be able to shut her down in the last few possessions? And what were you telling them to try to slow her down?
We worked really hard. We told Becky she had her if she was in there, and we hadn't had that matchup the whole game until later in the game when we made the comeback. And we tried to change the matchup and made sure we got a high hand, and Becky's got long arms. I don't know if you've seen them, but they go forever and ever and ever. And, we just talked about making it as hard as we could. I felt like they tightened up a little as we were making a run and they missed some shots that they normally knock down. I hope some of that was us rushing them. And like I said, you know, if they're up 20, they're going to knock them all down like they did at their place. And when, you know, we started breaking into that lead, I think they got a little bit tight. And we did a pretty good job of rebounding down the stretch, too.
You also got some pretty key contributions off your bench. Can you talk about, you know, how some of those contributions help you stay in the game?
You know, it was funny because I think everybody contributed something, and not necessarily what I expected. So, some of them weren't their typical selves, like Trish. You know, she didn't do anything until the end, and we ran a couple sets and said, you're going to knock this down. One of you is going to knock this down, and if we need to move it one more pass, we move it one more pass. You know, I was proud of the effort we had. Ashley Randall came off the bench and made a couple defensive plays. Everybody just did a little bit, you know, to make things happen. And, you know, even the kids that didn't play, they were really into the game. If you watched our bench, they were really into the game and they weren't hanging their heads. And I think that makes a huge difference for the people that were on the floor.
What does this do for your team's momentum to get a big win against a team that was undefeated in the conference?
I have no idea. honestly, you know, Sandy asked the question earlier of the girls, you know, how can you sustain this kind of level of intensity to play against all the teams in the conference? Because obviously Tech has found a way to do it. And I didn't think they played poorly tonight. I just think we played very well and made it a great game. It was back and forth the whole game. You know, I don't know. It's about consistency. It's not only consistency of effort, but consistency of performance. Because I feel like our effort, like Becky and those guys were talking about, we never quit, we never give up. We don't. But if we're not performing, what good does it do you to practice and perform all week? You know, it's like we haven't carried those things over into games, and now the last two we are starting to. So I'm hoping that they're going to start to see that, okay, so Kelsey didn't have her best day today, but Sarah stepped in and did some really good things. You know, wasn't necessarily scoring, although she made a couple big buckets, but, you know, Kelsey will bounce back next game or next week, you know, and it really doesn't matter who gets the job done, and I think they're starting to realize that.